Proverbs chapter 22. It's better to have a good name than great riches, and to receive grace from people rather than silver and gold. The rich and the poor meet together. The Lord is the maker of them all. So we believe that we were created by God, that we're not here by chance evolution. We are created by God and were created by God as special creations, as it says in the book of Genesis. And what that means is that the rich and the poor meet together, that whether or not you are rich or poor, clever, not clever, whoever you are, that God is our maker, our common creator. This is what brings us together and makes us realize our humanity and our connection to him. A wise man foresees evil coming and hides himself, but the simple pass on and are punished. By humility and the fear of the Lord, there are riches and honor and life. And as I've said, a lot of these verses are only ultimately true at the day of judgment. Because in this life, being humble and fearing God don't make you rich, but they will give you honor and eternal life when Jesus comes back. Thorns and snares are in the way of the proud. He who keeps his soul will be far away from them. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's old, he will not depart from it. The rich rules over the poor, and the borrower is servant to the lender. That's why, if at all possible, you want to try and keep away from borrowing money and getting into debt. Now, sometimes you might have to, but so many people just see something in a shop, oh, I want that, or they get this idea in their head, I want that, and they're not patient, and they haven't got the idea of delayed gratification, so they just go out and borrow the money. Oh, yeah, no, I want it, and I want it now. And they absolutely ruin their lives by getting themselves into debt, and they have not been wise. They've been selfish and following their own lusts, their own flesh, rather than accepting this kind of verse that you read here, that it is a form of slavery, that you become servant to the lender. He who sows sin is going to reap vanity. And that's just what happens, that sin in the end is vanity. You've got all the money in the world, what can you buy? Well, a lot of the things you can buy are just vain things. He who's got a generous eye will be blessed, for he gives of his bread to the poor. Cast out the scorner, and contention goes out. Yes, strife and reproach will cease. So there's some people who just create contention. And unfortunately, you have to keep away from those people. And the Proverbs have a lot to say about this, about looking out for a divisive person and keeping away from them. There's a lot of people like that who tend to get involved in religion, and their view is, my way is the only way. They are bigoted, and their view is that anybody who has a different view to them can't be part of their church, can't come here, etc., etc. And they're scornful of fellow believers, and they don't treat them as believers. They don't have humility. And so when it says cast out the scorner and contention will go out, I think effectively you just got to keep away from those people. And as the Proverbs often say, walk with the wise and not with the fools. And those who do such things are the fools. They don't have wisdom. So even amongst Christians, you have to not judge. You can't say these people will not be in God's kingdom. But I think you have to beware of certain people and just not hang out with them and just not be around them because they are trouble. He who loves pureness of heart, because of the grace of his lips, even the king will be his friend. Well, there's a lot of kings who are evil and don't become friends with people who've got gracious lips. So I think that king in view, ultimately, is God. The eyes of the Lord preserve knowledge, and he overthrows the words of the sinner. The lazy man says, there's a lion outside. I might be killed in the streets if I go outside. So lazy people are always finding excuses why I can't do this, or that, or the other. The mouth of strange women is a deep pit. He that is hated of the Lord will fall therein. Foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction will drive it far from him. He that oppresses the poor to increase his riches, and he that gives to the rich will surely come to want. So the person who gives money to the wealthy does so because they think, ah, yes, then he'll be my friend and then he'll give me some of his wealth. If I give him $10, he'll give me $100 one day. And that sort of bad attitude is the same as oppressing the poor, taking their little bit of money away from them. So, time and again, the Proverbs warn about doing bad things that cause people to be damaged in order for money, to get wealth. And that is really and truly, that is the case, that it is people and our attitude to persons that is far more important than money. Bow down your ear and hear the words of the wise and apply your heart to my knowledge. So you've got to bow down your ear. You've got to be humble in order to receive God's word. It's a pleasant thing if you keep them within you. They shall be in your lips always, so that your trust may be in the Lord. I've made known to you these things this day, even to you. Haven't I written to you excellent things in counsel and knowledge, that I might make you know the certainty of the words of truth, that you might answer the words of truth to those that send to you. Do not rob the poor because he's poor, neither oppress the afflicted in the gate. For the Lord will plead their cause and destroy the soul of those who spoil them. So God is particularly sensitive to our attitudes to the poor. Very sensitive to our attitudes to the poor because we were poor people. We were poor, we were desperate, like Israel and Egypt. Make no friendship with an angry man, and with a furious man don't go, lest you learn his ways and get a snare to your soul. Don't be one of those who strikes hands or is surety for debts. If you have nothing to pay, why should he take away your bed from under you? Do not remove the ancient landmark which your fathers have set. Do you see a man diligent in his business? He will stand before kings. He will not stand just before low people.